All right, then. In theories of competition and economics, we say that barriers to entry are obstacles that make it difficult to enter a given market. These barriers can exist as a result of government intervention, or they can occur naturally within the business world. Today, I want to talk about two major sources of barriers to market entry. The first source is high capital requirements. These are the financial resources required for infrastructure, machinery, and advertising. Let's say if you want to open a new gym in the neighborhood where there are already multiple gyms opened, you need to purchase gym equipment, pay the rent, and spend money on building the gym. All these costs are capital requirements. The second source is consumer loyalty. Large incumbent firms may have existing customers loyal to established products. The presence of established strong brands within a market can be a barrier to entry. With a very strong brand image, a new firm would have to spend a lot of money on advertising. Some brands may be so strong that no amount of advertising may be able to dislodge the large firm. For example, many firms have tried to enter the cola market, but none have been able to dislodge Coca-Cola and, to a lesser extent, Pepsi. Likewise, the strong brand loyalty of Google means that it will be very difficult for any search engine to displace Google, no matter how technically good it is.